Time to catch up now with Craig White from Bayer. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Yeah, look, things are going pretty well here this morning. Craig, how are things at your end?
Yeah, going pretty good, Tom.
Craig, we wanted to start off this morning having a yarn about the tank mixing guide. This is a fantastic chart and it's available on the website.
Yeah, that's right. Like last year, we talked on Rural Focus just about the importance of getting mixing order right when you're making mixtures for spraying out, of course, and busy time ahead. Obviously, it's been summer spraying already, and I'm sure people have done enough of that. But as we come now into planting the new season crop, there'll be a lot of questions about tank mixing and things like this. Now, really important to check, even if you've done that sort of mix in the past, to just check again that nothing's changed. An example might be with Sakura granules, been around in the market for about a decade now, I think, Tom, and that really good grass control that provides. And we introduced Sakura Flow last year, so that was a liquid formulation. And because it's still Sakura, the active ingredient, but the formulation is different and it goes into a different part of the actual tank mixing procedure. And as such, on our website, crop.bayer.com.au, up there you can find under resources and tools right at the top, there's a nice tank mixing guide there. And it is available as a tank sticker too. If you get in touch with the local Bayer representative, we can track one of those down as a tank sticker. But the guide's there. Make sure you just have a little bit of a review of it and check your formulations that you're putting into these tank mixes.
And Craig, Sakura and Sakura Flow are both going really strong at the moment.
Oh, really strong, absolutely. I mean, look, Sakura granules, Sakura WG, that's been around, as I said, in the market a long time. That huge demand on that, and in fact, probably close to sold out, I'm hearing. I'm not completely sure, but make sure you keep checking with your local stockers. But Sakura Flow, people really liking that one as well, and plenty of that available. And the difference, we're able to make that. We make that particular one right on shore here in Australia. We can sort of respond to the season a little bit more. So good supplies of that one in particular. So, yep, good grass control, ryegrass, barley grass, silver grass, etc. Have some Sakura Flow. And people are telling us it really is setting the standard for them year after year.
Yeah, which is really great feedback to get. And what's the feedback like at the moment on Evergoal Energy?
Good, yeah, going well again. We've got Evergoal Energy and Evergoal Prime available. So Evergoal Prime was the first one we introduced for that rhizoctonia suppression and second to none in smut and bunt protection on cereals. And then we've introduced in latter years Evergoal Energy, and Evergoal Energy extends those things, the smut and bunt and rhizoctonia, but we also then bring in crown rot and pythium reductions as well, which are all really handy and part of a overall system, can really help reduce the impact of those root and smut and bunt diseases.
And one that we haven't really spoken about here at all before, I think, Craig, is Tag Team. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, look, Tag Team's legume inoculants from Bayer, and tagteam.com.au is probably the best place to go there, but we've got that available for a range of legume crops. There's peat, obviously, but everyone tells it's a really nice peat to handle, very practical. And then there's also a dried type granular product for some of the legume crops, and that one gets a great run. People really, really like that particular one, Tag Team. And perhaps I'll do a bit more of a detailed discussion on that, but in our latest Cropcast, actually, Tom, we cover that in a little bit of detail and even previous episodes if people want to look that up.
Okay, so plenty of information there. And is there a Hortcast in the makings as well?
Yeah, we've got a Hortcast episode 15 came out, I think, last week or maybe late the week before. But anyway, there's a brand new one up there now. And as I said, talking about some of these issues that we've just discussed here on Rural Focus this morning. And, that's getting really good listens, actually amazing amount of people that have already picked that up. So if you've got a little bit of time, it's around 30, 35 minutes, that one, you might be doing something and have a listen to Cropcast. And this week I'll be actually producing, or later this afternoon, a new horticulture podcast as well called Hortcast.
All right. Well, look, busy in the office as always, Craig, but thank you very much for all the updates here this morning and hope you have a great rest of the week.
Great. You too, Tom. And everyone out there, stay safe while you're preparing and getting into seeding.